Hey, everybody, it's good to see you again at Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel. Once again, I am David Sumrall, and hopefully next week Dan will be back in his rightful seat running this ship and directing traffic around here. It's great to sit in for him, and like I always say, I can't appreciate enough him giving me the opportunity to share his platform and the information that we have to share with you. So without any further talk about that, because we do that every single time, I want to tell you I'm thrilled to have our guest today, Tim Rivers, the author of the book, the one that put it together. He didn't write the letters, but he put the book together for the American Gulag Chronicles. It's what I've been talking so much about, and I want to bring him on the show today and let you talk about his experiences and what this book is meaning. And we've really been off to a good start, and I just want to let y'all know that we appreciate all the support that you have given us so far, and we look forward to you getting your copies of this book and sharing that with your friends as well. These are the stories that need to get out. The next guy that we're going to have is going to tell you the story, and we'll share that together. So we'll see you here in just a few minutes.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
David Sumrall with you here, Connecting the Dots. Thanks for stopping by today. Listen, today's show is going to be great. I have one of my good friends that I've learned through this J6 experience, and he's going to be talking about the American Gulag Chronicles. But before he does, I just want to say thank you all for paying attention and not clicking the channel away and listening to these stories that are hard to listen to. Oh, man. I tell you, this morning I was doing a show and I got so emotional, and just thinking about getting emotional gets you emotional. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you're so desperate for help, you know, when you're at the end of your rope and when you get to that point, you know, and all you have to do to express that to people is through letters, because you're stuck in a situation, you can't communicate, you can't make a phone call, you can't give somebody a hug. Those letters become the most important thing. And in the J6 situation, I can say without a doubt they are the most important thing, because they tell the story that the other people won't tell you, from these people's own hand. and with their own expression of pain and artwork, and it tells a story of where they've been and what they've experienced and what their intentions were on January 6th, the real intentions, not what the media and the government and the DOJ want you to think. And it's a travesty, this injustice that has been thrust upon innocent civilian protesters. The carnage, the violence, the death, the destruction, all the things that we've talked about since I've sat in on this show and on every other appearance I make everywhere. It's been 2 years of talking about pain and murders and death, and it wears on you. But I can't stop because nobody else does what we do. This team, this core group, Tim Rivers, myself, you know, there's a handful of people, and I don't want to start the list of names because people always feel left out, but there's not a large group that support the J6ers unless they make profit, unless they make points, unless they're gaining something off of it. And there are very few people that are in this for the right reasons. I can say our next guest is in this for the right reasons, doesn't make a dime, gives all his time, his energy, and literally, folks, blood, sweat, and tears are all involved in what he does for these people. And Tim, welcome to the program, man. I just want you to take a few minutes and tell us, you know, I know we've probably been over how you get involved with J6 and you know, asking and writing letters back and forth to these guys, but tell us what the project has meant to you in a whole, and not just the excitement of where we are now finally coming to fruition, but the task of what it feels like. What I'm trying to get at is what it feels like to be so alone on this journey, what it's like for these guys to feel left out, and what it's like for you not to get the support you should have in spreading their message and not just going viral, not just blowing up. Why do people not care as much as they should about this? So Tim, just take it, man, and just talk to us a little bit, brother.
Well, I guess really it comes down to what's going on in your life the day that happened. You know, on January 6th, I think that was a symptom. That wasn't really the problem. And November 3rd wasn't even really the problem, as bad as that was. The problem is that we've taken our eyes off the ball. We're losing our constitutional rights. We're losing the support of our representatives. And all of that drew me into this, because after the election, neither my wife or I really felt things were right. Yeah, there was a whole lot of, oh, you guys are just making or imagining it. Elections are never really clean. They always have problems. This was not anything big, but I think it was something pretty big. And that drew me into just trying to figure out what was going on. We joined some groups that were doing canvassing, trying to fix our voter rolls here in Florida. I think we did a good job. We had a great election here in Florida, had no problems. All of our tabulators work, folks. And so in the process of that, I started meeting some people who were working with the January 6th folks directly. And that was kind of strange, because here we are doing an election thing, and these people were crossing over because they were in it and got drawn in it for the same reasons. And part of that was trying to understand exactly where all these guys were and what was happening to them and how they were arrested and where, literally, they were scattered all over the country. So we did that through a group called Patriot Mail Project. And it's patriotmailproject.com. And they basically track, the folks who do that, Marie Goodman and Paula Calloway and a whole host of volunteers, track where these men are sent. When they put them on buses and run them all over the country so you can't find them, they make sure that we know where they are so people can write to them. They can send them their food packs and donations, help through the commissaries. And the government likes to move them around when they can, because that makes it difficult for people to help. In that process, I started getting letters back from the people that I was writing to, both in D.C. and in other locations. And that was the hook. I would dare say that if somebody who's listening to this would take the time to go just randomly pick somebody to write to out of our list of prisoners, whether they're in jail or not, it really doesn't matter. All the ones in jail really get a whole lot more out of the mail. And then see what happens when they write back to you. I'm pretty sure it'll do the same thing to you. It'll knock you out of your normal lane of traffic and put you into a place that you really didn't think you were ever going to be, which is in an active fight to save your country and to support patriots and ensure that doesn't happen to your kids or your grandkids or however far down the line you want it to go. So that's kind of what drew me into it. And the letters got, you know, were since they were all part of Patriot Mail Project, I like to say we almost have like a triumvirate of groups at work that have formed this backbone. And I know you're part of our group now, Davis, for which I am so forever grateful. The Patriot Mail Project was the beginning. And from that, we spanned into J6 Patriot News, which as you'll see here, and it's j6patriotnews.com, started on Telegram. And we started just tracking whatever happened to these guys when they were moved around or when they needed a fundraiser produced. We started doing that on there. And folks realizing that it was a spot for communication solely about inmates and about the people who were being persecuted and going to trial, started sending those letters to us that they were getting from the inmates. And it was a trickle. So we posted, and I'd already started posting some of my letters. In fact, I had tried my way through my first letter back from Jeff McKellop into an audio file and posted it, for which I think I can almost do those things now without crying. And it's pretty, you were talking about how emotional you are. Yeah, it's okay to be emotional about this. You should be emotional. This is your country being destroyed. These are your patriots and heroes being persecuted and tortured. The Patriot Mail Project and J6 Patriot News kind of ran side by side last year, and until the letters began to get so overwhelming that they needed a place of their own. And that's what started the Telegram channel, the American Gulag Chronicles.
I'll tell you what, it's been a worthy journey. And, you know, we were speaking in the show this morning with Trentis and Coy Griffin, Trentis Evans. And you know, I made the comment that I was thankful that it happened in a way, because it brought so many of us together. You know, and our family is large and our family is strong. And that's the thing. You know, Hector Vargas, one of the J6 defendants, had court today, and his picture on Instagram was him walking down the hallway with his attorney, you know, by himself. And I just thought, you know, this is the story, guys. You know, these people feel forgotten. You know, it reminds me, and I made the comment earlier, of the Vietnam War guys when they came home and they got accused of everything bad. You know, they listened to all the bad press and applied it to everyone and just made that blanket statement that, you know, if you were there, you were bad. And that's what we're suffering from. And it's not the reality. And Coy's testimony is that there's no feeling like being punished for something that you feel like you didn't do anything wrong for. And to be in that situation and in solitary confinement, he was in there 9 days. And he said, David, I couldn't have taken one more day. He said, I don't know how I would have survived that. He said, these guys have been in there for 2 years. Yep. And the reality of that, I think people are afraid of, brother. I think they don't want to really admit that this is going on. If they get involved, they have to stay involved, because you can't just turn your back on these people and walk away. People ask me all the time, why do you stay with the J6 thing? You're going to die on that hill. And I say, there's not a better hill to die on.
I can't think of one. Not a single one. If there is something in your life that was worth fighting for, I don't care how old you are, this has got to be one of them. If you believe in the real America, if you believe that you'd like to pass that down to your children or your grandchildren or the young people who are coming up in the world today, many of whom don't really understand what real America was or is. If you believe that, I don't understand why you aren't in this fight. I don't know why I didn't see you out in front of the courthouse with me yesterday. I don't understand, like you said, David, I don't understand why we're walking down this path alone. Yes. Maybe you don't care about your liberty. Maybe it's okay to have to, you know, take instruction whenever the government says jump in this high. Maybe you're all right with, you know, not having enough money to feed your family because the economy's crashed, or not being able to afford your mortgage because the rates are now so high when you purchased your house at 3% and 4%. Maybe you're okay with, you know, what's happening to the energy in this country, or the fact that we have rolling blackouts and a state that basically has a whole segment that's been without power for almost 5 days now. Maybe you don't care about those things. I don't know. Maybe you need the impetus of pain to react. I don't wish that on you, but maybe that's what you need. And trust me, folks, this government's bringing the pain.
Oh, let me tell you, brother. Let me just tell you like this. It's exactly what I'm going to say. If you're a moment away, or a paycheck away, or a month or two away, or a grocery trip away from an emergency, and you don't know how you're going to make rent next month, or how you're going to make that truck payment and be able to get to work, imagine that these people have been going through every life crisis you can imagine for 2 years. The breadwinner's in jail. He can't make the payments on anything. Everything that's on that plan is gone. Everything. And that's what you always are stressing to people. They don't understand the reality of how people's entire life and family and every person down to the children. And when you start hearing these stories of these little children saying, "Mom, let's get the pictures of Dad out again. I just can't remember, what he looks like. It's been 2 years almost. No visitation, no trial, still waiting on their day in court, no bail, no bond, and no fair and just treatment." It's beyond that. It is torturous, and they are torturing people to death, inside or out. It doesn't matter. They're still hostages under the care and protection of their captors. And for them to let that happen, man, it's just criminal completely. But brother, I don't know. I've tried everything I can to get people to, dip their foot in and see what it feels like. Try that shoe on for a second so you'll come in and help. And it's hard. And I can't say it's fruitless, because, people do come and join us, and we need the reinforcements. We need the fresh blood. We need, the second wind. And that's the only way we're going to get it at this point.
So why aren't these folks out here with us? I think it's because they only hear what the mainstream media wants them to. If they're on the conservative side, they're probably listening to this podcast. You're probably a conservative. I don't want to just say nobody but conservatives listening to this, but we are alternative news. We don't commentate. We basically try to tell you truth. At least J6 Patriot News does, and I know Connecting the Dot tries to bring people who will come out and speak the truth so you can hear it for yourself.
That's right.
Maybe that's the problem. So you're only hearing what the mainstream media wants you to think about these people, and you're only hearing the horrible stories of what crazy nutcases they are. You don't hear the story about the 73-year-old decorated Vietnam veteran who's rotting away in Fort Dix. You don't hear about the 22-year retired Green Beret Special Forces instructor who's now celebrating his 680-something days and has never had even a traffic ticket in his life. You don't hear, and by the way, he's got 3 Bronze Stars. You don't hear these stories because the press doesn't want you to hear them. But those stories are coming out in the letters that these guys are writing to the rest of America. In fact, recently when they figured out that we were posting everything that they were sending us that we could, that wasn't too personal to put in there. Obviously, we protect everybody. We'll never post anything that could be used against them or expose their family or anything like that. But they started changing their letters to, "Dear Marge, Dear Barbara, Dear Tim," to "Dear America." Well, that's something that is not addressed to me. That's addressed to America. Hey, America, you've got mail. Come and get it.
That's right. That's right.
And some of those here, it's special right. delivery right in here. All of these guys wrote you exactly what they'd like to say to you. Every single one of them told you exactly what happened to them on that day and what's happening to them right now, what's happened to their families, what's happened to their states of mind. And I think it's addressed directly to you. So I certainly wouldn't want to open your mail, but I did. And I read all of it, and it was heartbreaking. But it was also uplifting because, frankly, we need these people out of jail because they're the kind of people that will help save this country. They are dedicated patriots who still sing their national anthem, who still say their Pledge of Allegiance, who, despite being persecuted by their country, still believe in their country, just not their government. And so I think that you owe it to them to listen to them. You don't have to, even if you don't think you should do anything, even if you think you can't put aside your judgment of what happened on J6, whether it was right or wrong, you do owe it to yourself to understand what's happening to American citizens that should not be tortured, should not be held in the conditions they held, should have speedy trials, should have opportunities for fair judgment and fair juries and unbiased judges. And they're not given that.
No, they're not. And I think that's exactly the point, trying to express that to these people of what it feels like, what it looks like. And I believe that in the beginning, You know, I've said this before, people hear me out. In the very beginning, you were told that we killed a policeman. And most people turned the spigot off that day and they never looked back. They turned it off. And that was it for them. But listen, the truth of the story is, that's not what happened. We didn't kill anybody. The score is 5-0. The police, the Metro and Capitol Police, are the ones that did all the murdering. The police didn't, the people didn't murder any policemen. The people didn't murder anybody. So it's 5-0. Them, 5. Us, none. We didn't do that. But you've been told, and you've been conditioned, and you've been, you know, I guess scared into not saying anything in support for fear that you'll be, you know, getting on the wrong team and talking to people about things that aren't true. But let me tell you what, these letters, they match. It's not like there's 7 different versions of reality going on, like with the news, where they have to change it every day and come up with a new thing and say, well, we stacked all these charges on you, but none of them fit. So we're just going to try to get you to plead out for trespassing kind of deal. It's not that. These are consistent over time. From the beginning when the letters come in, they say the same. They don't change their story for politics or for fame or fortune. These are the real stories of these people that you need to read, and it's that history lesson. You know, I don't like watching JFK get shot, but I needed to see that. I needed to see that so I would know what history showed me, whether it was the doctored version or not. It's more than I'm going to get if I don't look. This is a way to look at the entire story from their hand and feel that expression and understand why they're fighting for this country in the first place.
I take it even further. I invite you to become your own January 6th committee. Grab a couple of these books, go to your church and pull a group of people together and read these letters aloud to each other. How about you being the judge? I mean, evidently, we can't really trust our politicians to fairly judge and to understand what's going on. How about you be the judge, America? How about you listen to these individuals give you their testimony in the first person? You can even look at their handwriting, the way they wrote their letters out for you. They're addressed to you. Why haven't you read them? Wow. And I made it available for you to read. So now there's really no excuse. You need to listen to these people tell you. And this is a piece of history.
Boy, so well said, brother. So well said. It is written to the American public. And listen, there's no better way to make that twofold mission that you always talk about, the awareness of the situation, the truth about January 6th from these own people's hands, but also the fundraising aspect. Tell us about the fundraising part when we come back from this break, man. We've got just a couple of minutes, but people don't understand. There's been so many others that we'll just call them others that try to get involved late in the game. They saw that January 6th was a way to build their popularity or their fame. Once the fear in the beginning and nobody would say anything and nobody was doing anything, and then they said, hey, there's a little popularity. That's when you see the politicians swoop in and everyone tries to make a dime off of the back of the J6ers. And let me tell you, that's what these guys are feeling right now, is that they've been forgotten. And let me tell you, 2 years in, and brother, I'll tell you before we go to break, got another note, you know, from another guy last night that said, you know, they just make me want to end everything. And these are the things. That's why we start the support group for guys, so we can, you know, talk it out. But we need help, guys. Real, solid, concrete, physical, emotional help in every way. And these guys deserve it. They're the original election auditors that went to stood in the gap for us. All these people in this last election that say, oh, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. We still have guys in jail from the last one, you know, pretrial. And if that's not our own Tiananmen Square, I don't know what it is. We got another minute or two before break, Tim. What else?
So, what can we do about this? Well, you can start by just learning the truth. That's a pretty easy thing to do. Just look for truth. And we're trying to show it to you. Everybody who's on these shows, David, myself, and you got people like Zach Payne, they're all trying to show you the truth. And they're trying to do it by bringing competent people in who have knowledge of it. And so listen and learn for once.
That's right.
Secondly, you know, I really think that you can be involved. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't have to give tons of money. You don't have to give actually anything more than a caring heart and some time. You can get involved in so many different ways. And I know David has links on his site at j6patriotnews.com. You can find it, dozens of organizations and places where they are looking for help. They need volunteers with a skill set. And for all we know, that's you. You might have that very unique and special skill. You don't even realize how useful it could be, but you won't know unless you get involved.
That's the main point. And this is all about action, putting boots on the ground, you know, and points on the board for these people and their families. And you know, Patriot Mail Project, I know we showed it a little while ago, but that Christmas program, go to patriotmailproject.com, sign up for that Christmas program, help these kids out during Christmas. We'll tackle the rest right after that. They aren't at home with their families, and their families need us to support them while they're gone. So, you know, patriotmailproject.com is great for that. And listen, we'll talk more about this. I want y'all to understand how important the fundraising aspect is. And, you know, with all these other influencers and media robbing our people, this is a way you can really step in and help make a huge difference right now. So y'all stay tuned, and we'll be back with Tim Rivers in just a minute.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the Bivy Stick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the Bivy Stick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 Bivy Sticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Welcome back to Connecting the Dots with David Sumrall. Next week, you'll have a new guest host, Dan Happel. I'm just kidding. Hopefully, he'll have his internet back together and be back with you. Well, I'm in here today with my good friend, Tim Rivers, J6 superhero guy, and it's just for being himself. He doesn't try, and he doesn't want to wear the cape in public or any of that stuff, but he will go down in history as one of the heroes that helped these guys get their stories out. And one of the ways he's doing it is this book that we're talking about today, The American Gulag Chronicles. You do have time to go buy that, and hopefully we can get that shipped out to you by Christmas. We're very excited to make our first run and get that shipped out as soon as we can, so you can start sharing the word with your friends and neighbors and relatives in Congress and Senate and sheriffs and all the people that are important in your life and in our world today. So I can't encourage you enough. Please, the site is up. It's live. We've been pushing, trying to get it to this point for quite some time, but it is happening now. I'm privileged to be on the board with these good people. Nobody makes a dime doing this. We're all volunteers. We all work very hard as a team, which I know is unheard of, that anybody can do anything together for one and do it for free for another. But this is actually happening right here in the great United States of America on this team. You know, and the American Gulag Chronicle board is a diverse group. We're worldwide. We have people all over the place that are trying to help with this. But my moral of that story is that it's all volunteer. It's not that we're trying to sell a book to make money for our bills. It's not like that for us. We do this every penny other than the book price, shipping and handling goes back to help J6ers in some way, shape or form. And I want people to realize that this is a fundraiser and it's an awareness program as well. It's a twofold mission. And I don't think there could be any better way to put that together than in this book. So the American Gulag Chronicles, go to AmericanGulagChronicles.com and get yours today. Order an extra one for someone else or order 10 or do like Tim says and take them to a group at church and go through these letters and read them together. You will not be disappointed in having a real life history lesson. You can look back at all the things that we've ever experienced and you'll never see anything that matches the magnitude of the suffering that our government is putting its own people through. And real quick, I just want to say, you know, the government says that January 6th was worse than 9/11 and that it was worse than Pearl Harbor. And usually right there in people's heads, they're saying, oh, that's so stupid. That's dumb, you know. And that's probably what they want you to really kind of think is, yeah, that's stupid. That's dumb. There's no comparison. But the comparison is there and it's right there in the open. And that's why they don't want you to see it. And that's why they throw it right out there in the open. It is worse than Pearl Harbor because it wasn't an attack from another country. It's worse than 9/11 because our own government did that to us. And they haven't stopped. This battle continues. There are still casualties. There are still arrests. There is still torture. These are prisoners of war. This is an ongoing battle. That's why when you hear the government say, we want 2,500 more arrests so they can get over those 9/11 numbers, you get closer to those Pearl Harbor numbers, you know, so they can get the carnage, that pound of flesh that they want for us speaking out against them. That's the moral of this story. And until you understand that, you're going to get run over by the machine. That's the reality that we live in. The guys and girls that are writing these letters are going to tell you that story in their own hand. And as beautiful and tragic as that is, it's necessary. It's necessary. You can go back and study history all you want, but it's being made today by these people. And I had a lady this morning, or yesterday, one of the two, on social media say, Tim, this is not like the founding. I compared him to the founding fathers. And I said, these people are cut from the same cloth or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I don't see that. They didn't found the Constitution. They didn't do the Declaration of the, they're not the same. And especially those who broke glass or did anything violent. And I thought, wow, people really are deeply embedded in the closed-mindedness, not to even understand that these people have sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, their honor. Wait a minute. That sounds exactly what they say about George Washington and Jefferson and all these founding guys. Their honor, their fortune, their very lives. Guys, this is where it is. This is where it is. That's why I'm so grateful that Tim has compiled this book so that you can all help these people spread awareness and raise money for their families and their legal funds.
I wonder how many people know exactly what happened to the signers of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Those founding fathers that lady so blissfully spoke of, some of them lost their lives. Many of them lost their family members. The British would capture them, torture them, and kill them as a reprisal. Most of them had their homes and properties confiscated or burned to the ground, their wives and everybody, you know, pretty much what British soldiers liked to do when they were rampaging. So how would I compare that? Well, let's talk about Jeff McKellop. You know, he's got a career, works for that agency that thou shalt not mention its name. Army veteran, Green Beret, decorated, taught other Green Berets how to do what Green Berets do. Well, that's a special cadre. What happens to Jeff? If you let Jeff out right now after holding him for 2 years and said, damn, Jeff, we're really sorry. This was all a big screw up. You're free to go. Jeff has no home. His house was sold. His wife took the kids and left. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have a dog, a car, doesn't have his clothes, bicycle, all the things that you and I got sitting around our house that we just take for granted. As a possession, Jeff has nothing like that. If you let Jeff out of jail right now, he'd have whatever the jail let him put on his back as he left, and that's all he would get. So These people need a landing zone, folks. Whether you think January 6th was right or wrong, whether you think folks went to the Capitol and did something heinous or they did something patriotic, I really don't care. What I would like you to care about is what's happening to American citizens who are guaranteed due process under the law, spare and speedy trial, equal and fair justice, and humane treatment. That's what I'd like you to care about. That's what I'd like you to get really incensed about. I don't care how you care about January 6th. I personally have my own feelings and they're very deep, but I really don't care if you share them or not. What I do care about is that you share what's happening to your fellow Americans and that what could happen to you and what many people in history have written great and long books to warn you about. And I bet you didn't read them all because America seems to be standing by while our rights are trampled and our Constitution is shredded. And those who speak up to stop those things from happening are pilloried, tortured, and persecuted. Let me talk for just a minute about collateral damage. Everybody knows what that is, right? Well, I'll hear that. Well, it was unfortunate, you know, that whole wedding party, collateral damage. We were just after the one guy, but damn, you know, those 15 kids and wives, they all just kind of got in the way. That's collateral damage, and we're really sorry, but necessary in order for justice to be served. How about collateral damage of American families, somebody that you probably ought to look around your block, look out your front door, look and see if you see a family with three or four kids, you know, middle-class Americans, maybe one or two cars, guys happily employed, wife is, you know, active in the community, kids are happy. And suddenly there's a whole convoy of, you know, black-coated vehicles, flashing lights, men in armor suits come dashing out of their cars, run around, get everybody out of their houses around this one central property, you know, make sure everyone's out in the street watching what's going on, then raid this property as if it was an ISIS stronghold, drag all the members of the family, young children, mothers with babies in arms, everyone underwear, free, whatever they were wearing at 4:35 in the morning, into the street, make them kneel in their yards in front of spotlights while you point loaded weapons with lasers at them, children included. We don't want to leave those guys out. If possible, you'll brutalize them as much as I throw flashbangs at them, you know, hold them in stress positions for long periods of time. All the things that you would do to somebody who, you know, absolutely was a murderer or a killer, but in this case was basically a protester. The collateral damage is what you did to that family. The trauma that you inflicted on those children. The horror that you inflicted on those spouses. That's the collateral damage here, and it is huge. I'm talking huge. We have families with children living in four different households because they've lost their homes, they've lost their income, they've lost everything. We have people who are basically killing themselves because they can no longer take the stress or the separation. We have children who are suffering from PTSD and some in damn case be like partially catatonic from what has been done to them by the premier law enforcement agency in this nation, who is charged with protecting the citizenry. I guarantee you those children were no threat. They did not need a loaded AR and a laser beam pointed at their heads. They did not need to be drugged into the yard and subdued as if they were combatants. This is what makes me mad. This is why I'm called Furious Tim, is I am absolutely incensed that my government, the government that I have helped and that I have worked with and that I have contributed to, thinks it's okay to treat American citizens and patriots this way, regardless of what their political beliefs are. This is something right out of the Gulag Archipelago.
Oh, absolutely, Tim. And listen, it's no accident. It's no mistake. This isn't a slip in the bathtub. This isn't we didn't mean to kind of thing. They said from the very beginning, they being the DOJ, shock and awe. Shock and awe. And like I said, Trennis's line, pound of flesh. Man, they will not stop. And they want that collateral damage because they see the people aren't getting the backup and the support and that there's not a lot of blowback. You know, that's a test for society as well. How much will they take? What does it take to really infuriate them? How much will they stand for? How much ground can we take away and never get back? Do we not remember the last medical situation we were in for the couple of years where you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this? This Jan 6 thing is a big test. It's a big test to see how much we will sacrifice for our comfort and so that we can turn a blind eye and not have to pay attention to that. It's like not looking under the bed because you don't know, you don't want to know that there's a monster under there when it is, and he's going to chew your foot off. I mean, that's just the reality of where we live right now if we don't collectively stand together as the people. And that's what we talk about all the time, Tim. You know, those black and white pictures, the black hand and the white hand, this is what the government fears. It's not just if the colors come together, it's if the people come together. And, well, and we don't have to agree. We don't have to agree about every single thing. That's the whole point. We just have to agree that this is wrong and we need to stand together and make sure this doesn't happen. And as much as it pains me to say it again, this is the same thing that people in other communities have suffered from years in this criminal justice system. They stack these charges on them. They get them to plea for something little. They get them in the system. They're making the money. There's collateral damage on these families. They're broken. The father's not in the home. The kids don't know how to act. They're out there doing bad stuff. They get same cycle, same deal. That's what they're forcing on. They're making little patriots, the little Mel Gibson kind, by locking their dads up. I mean, how's a little four-year-old going to digest all this stuff? Can't even remember what his dad looks like.
I guess if they'd have left, if they'd have left those J6ers alone, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have the anger and the fire in my heart for what's happening to my country to come to their aid and tell everybody. I guess we're kind of like a bunch of crazy Paul Revere's running down the streets with our hands in the air going, look out, it's coming. Well, it's here. And I think most of us are now unsure what to do. We're still hollering, guys. We're still riding our horses down the street, screaming at the top of our lungs. I'm not sure how many people are waking up in time before the British arrive. I'm not the British, but
yeah. Well, let me just say like this real quick, and I'll let you continue. We need the rich people on our team. Let's just be honest. We need the rich people on our team. And it's all us poor people watching this show right now, I guess, that need to be screaming out for those rich people to hear us. That's where the numbers come in. That's where you share and share and share and share and share until good people just like us with no money. But there's good people just like us with tons of money that could really step up and help. And I know we've talked about housing for these people when they get out. I don't know that we'll have time to touch much on that. But listen, when you're deplatformed, debanked, you can't travel, you can't buy a car, you can't work, everybody does a background check on you, you can't do any. I've got one reporter right now that's trying to rent. She can't rent because they'll go to Google and see what she covers and see she's covering the Jan 6 stuff. She wasn't even there on January 6th. She just covered the aftermath, and now she's on the same list as us, being debanked, deplatformed, defunded, can't travel, can't stay, can't rent, can't Airbnb, can't rent a car. All these things happen. And it's like, we try to warn people, it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Just go to your school board meeting and say, I don't like CRT. Same FBI will bang on your door. We say all these things till we're blue in the face. And it's like, well, we're going to just wait it out and see what happens and let those guys, you know, they might have done something wrong. Nobody should have broken any glass, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're okay with letting somebody sit in jail for 20 years, 30 years for breaking a piece of glass? That's ridiculous. I mean, we're seeing the programming, the Kool-Aid style, just trickle over into our own team so hard and heavy. It worries me that there's not enough of us good people left. And I'm putting you on that list, brother. You're one of the good ones, man. And I can't understand. And I look at your following. I look at the support that you don't get either. And I understand it's a labor of love for people that do these kind of things, the podcast, the shows, the news. We're not in it for the money, folks. We don't make a dime doing it. I don't. I guess some people might, but I know Tim doesn't. And this is something he came out of retirement so he could step into the fight. He could have stayed over there and stayed calm, cool, collected, and just watched as a onlooker and never had to get involved and never have to put anything of his own at risk. But he can't do that once he sees what's going on. That's why I encourage you, go get this book and see what's going on. Go see for yourself. American Gulag Chronicles. Go get it. Go read it. Go share it. Put it on your shelf so your grandkids can read it and your kids can read it. These are the stories that will not be forgotten because of people like Tim.
And if you're like me, if you're one of those folks who likes to plague your representatives, you know, with phone calls and letters and showing up unannounced at their offices and demanding a little meeting, I got the perfect Christmas gift for them. really, they need to hear this. You know how many, my own congressman, I went down and I've repeatedly gone down to speak to him about January 6th, and I never get an audience. And yet he claims to be the most veteran, dedicated congressman in the entire United States. There, he believes in nothing but veterans, and he would do anything for a veteran. But I can't get him to talk to me about the 27% veterans that are being held in January 6th.
72. You had a dyslexic moment. 72%, right?
No, no, it is 27% of January 6th prisoners.
And law enforcement, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, and 7% of the U.S. population are veterans, active or retired. That's a pretty big number.
That's big.
Really, you may think that's a small number because it's single digit, but that means in the Starbucks, when you're in line with 10 people in there, at least one of them is a veteran.
That's right.
And we thank veterans, you know, every time I see somebody wearing a NOM cap or whatever, I stop and tell them, thank you for your service. I didn't get to serve, but I honor those who did. My father-in-law were veterans. And my grandparents were veterans. It really skipped a generation here. And maybe that's why we don't see so much ardor for patriotism, is because military service teaches you patriotism in a way that is indelible.
Yes.
At least it did. I'm not sure now. I believe the rainbow BDUs are easier to spot in the desert, but
you would think so, and for good cause, and that's okay too. But you know, I'm with you, brother. I don't understand, you know, people's motivations a lot of times. We just have to lead by example and keep doing what we do and show people the truth as often as possible. I went to try to mail a couple of those books yesterday at the post office, and I got caught in two conversations. One lady saw me with these big boxes. She said, "What is that? What are you doing? Is it, you know, picking up, delivering, whatever?" I said, "It's these books." And she said, "Oh, what is it?" And as we talked, she said, "You know, I was in the Tea Party back in the day, and I used to do the flag, the bridge, the flag waving stuff, you know, all the." And she said, "You know," she said, "I have to admit to you," she said, "last year I consciously realized that I'm finished, that I'm done. They've scared me away from public. We were thinking toward the end people were going to hit us with their cars or throw things at us. And you know, it scared her into submission." And in an effort to say, "Hey, don't be like that," I said, "Listen, you had your season in the field. You need to train and equip and mentor the next ones that can handle being in the field, because they're there. They just don't know what to do, where to go, who to talk to." And a lot of times it's that strategy, you know, that long game that has got us into the position, because we don't ever have one very well. But I can't think that there's going to be anything more important of getting the real truth about January 6th out. The press can't stop this. The media can't. The government can't. They can't dock the pay. They can't stop. You know, they can try to censor us off the planet, which is happening in some places. So people, please, AmericanGulagChronicles.com. Go to that today. Order today. Won't hurt your feelings. You'll feel great because you'll know you're helping somebody, and you're going to get a piece of history at the same time. Go ahead and tell us what you got planned, Tim. What's going on next, brother?
Well, we continue to spread the word. We're hoping to get this on, hopefully on the MyStore platform, so people have easier access to it, and hopefully it goes a little farther. I think our next step is to set more people on fire. That's what the message is about. David, you've been in this a lot longer than me. I mean, I'm just a recent guy who stumbled in off the street. I like to describe myself that way. I just stumbled in off the street, right? And I went, oh, you need something done. Well, damn, I'm good at that. Let me help.
Yeah.
And I think that the message is, how many of you out there have that saying, you may not be on fire right now, but you've got a skill that somebody needs in this fight. Whether you're scared, whether you like figure I can't be on the street anymore, there are things you can do. Sitting back and saying I'm done, that's not an option for us. It's not an option for me. I don't think it's an option for any real American who loves this country and who loves their children and their family and wants to see them enjoy the same benefits and blessings that we've enjoyed in our lives. That must be protected. And guess what? It's our job. It's not Congress's job. It's not the Senate's job. It's not the president's job. It's our job. It's we, the people. So the only thing I'd like to ask you guys is, please be the people. Be the people.
I love
it, brother. Get out here and make a change in this country and bring us back to sanity and help these people who are in such desperate need of aid and support.
Amen, brother. Well said, well put, and well deserved on their part. They deserve our support as much as anyone ever has. There's three people who have died for you and for your freedoms: Jesus Christ, the soldier, and the J6ers. And on that note, whoo, tearing up, guys. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being patient with me as I sit in for Dan. It's a real touchy subject around here, and the emotions are on edge. Anything y'all can do to support these prisoners, please do. Go to stophate.com/J6. Calls to action, you'll see a whole lot. Go to J6PatriotNews.com. Go to PatriotMailProject.com. Go to AmericanGulagChronicles.com. See you next time.